I don't know that there are many others that are native.
What about this berry has a rough surface? Some of them red, some black.
Blackberries? Dewberries?
Any raspberry?
Oh, yeah, that's raspberries, but they're cultivated. I don't think they're any wild raspberries.
Is that this berry that people talk about making some kind of shortcake out of?
Strawberry. We had a lot of, yeah.
Ask you about a few questions having to do with family relationships. Say if you and Mrs. Ebert went somewhere and somebody asked you who she was, you'd say, that's mine.
Well, why? Some people say, I've heard them say old lady or better half. Or,
and if somebody asked her who you were, she'd say that's...
Somebody, this is old man or the other half or... Other than saying the husband, you know.
Right. Say a woman whose husband has died, she's a...
A widow.
Any terms for a woman whose husband hasn't died but he's dead and gone?
Yeah, some people say it's a grass widow.
Yeah.
For a divorced person, that's distinguished between a death widow and a separated widow.
Any idea why grass widow, though?
Well, unless he decided the grass was greener somewhere else, never connected it.
You and an attorney in Fayetteville, Arkansas agree on that. That's the only two explanations I've ever gotten for that.
That's the only thing I know.
When you were growing up, what did you call your mother?
Mama, M-A-M-A.
And your father?
Daddy.
How about your grandparents?
Grandmama and granddaddy. On my mother's side, now I think on my father's side, grandpa or grandpa, probably. And grandmother, I believe I call my grandmother Ebert. I'm really not sure.
Man's sons and his daughters, those are his
children, yeah.
I've heard of a child known by, he's given up a name other than his given name. He's just known by within the family.
Yeah, nickname. Yeah.
Heard that called either a pet name or a basket name?
Pet name, basket name? No, never had.
This thing that you can put a baby in that has wheels on it and lie down, you call that a
baby buggy or carriage?
What would you say you were going to do? Say, put the baby in the buggy and go?
Go for a walk or...
Would you ever say...
Stroll.
Say, talking in terms of... say if you had three sons, 120, 115, 110, talking about them in terms of being grown up, you'd say the one that's 20 is the
oldest.
What would you say, how would you describe it if you had to use the word grown in there somewhere?
He's my grown son, I'm a grown boy.
That's, a man's children consist of his sons and his...
Sons and daughters.
Or his boys and...
Boys and girls, yeah.
Say if a woman is about to have a baby, you say she's...
Pregnant or expecting, or...
Is it one of those terms a little more polite than the other, or...?
Well, I think really right now, pregnant is probably the most appropriate. I think people used to think that using the word pregnant wasn't quite delicate, and that's why they say that... Or she's in the family way, or expecting her. But I think the use of that really, except for older people, is kind of drifting out. It's just, she's pregnant or going to have a baby.
Can you recall any other terms like that, or maybe ones that were a little bit on crude side, joking?
She's knocked up.
Yeah.